I had always assigned African American kids with white kids. I just took it for granted. And they had friendships, etc. Well, when Martin Luther King was shot, the black students from Coffee Hall disappeared over into Northland with black kids who had apartment living over there. We didn't see them for 24 hours. And when they came out, they had stopped speaking to anybody white. Mm-hmm. And I was in the unenviable position of living in the dorm and trying to handle it with white kids coming in and saying, "Sister." And a black girl that lived on the fourth floor came in one night, closed the door, and then just threw herself into my arms and wept. And she said, "I'm leaving, I'm transferring, I'm going to Morehouse." And I said, "Why, Diane?" And she said, "Because my friends, many of them are white." She was an English major. And she said, "We're not to be speaking to them." And she said, "I can't live like that."